This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
Are you saying that somebody is saying it's sinful to listen to secular music?
Yes.
Well, I'd ask them, show me in the scripture where that's the case.
Ephesians 5:18-19, and Colossians 3:16.
Yeah, that's the flesh. Don't get drunk with wine and dissipation, and you know, speak to each other in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing, make melody. If he's going to take that to mean that we have to speak to each other with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, then can we do anything else besides that? If he wants to say that psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs are how you're to speak, because it actually says to speak to each other with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, it doesn't say speak only this way. It says use them, speak with them. The ideas are speech to be sanctified, but that's what it says there. So if he's talking about listening to spiritual or non-Christian music and it's sinful to do that, he can't use this verse, Ephesians 5:19, to say that.
Number 5.
Better area to go to for him would be Philippians 4:8. Whatever's true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, of good repute, anything excellent, worthy of praise, dwell on these things. So we are admonished to dwell on those things which are good. Now that becomes another issue. Because can we listen to reggae, for example? Or what about the blues? I love the blues, and I love reggae.
I love blues.
Can I listen to that?
Not trashy blues, but just good old
kind of blues. Yeah. And then what about classical music? Was Mozart a Christian? Could we listen to Mozart? How about Beethoven? But there's no words spoken. It's just classical. We listen to that, or is that sinful too? See, this is why we have to be careful to put parameters on people and say it's sinful if you listen to non-Christian music. Well, then what qualifies as Christian music? If you want to listen to Hillsong, Hillsong is going apostate. So would you listen to that?
Number 4.
Who do you listen to? Amy Grant, who divorced her husband? I don't trust her. Now she's supporting LGBTQ. You listen to her music? Yeah. It becomes very problematic. Now we need a list of what to do and what not to do. In fact, that reminds me, when I went to college, I was checking out Christian colleges in Southern California. I went to this one college, and I was interviewing them to see if I wanted to go to their college, not if they could want me in. I was interviewing them, and I was in my late 20s, and I said, I had a meeting with, I think, the dean. I said, so I see your document here. It says I can't do any dancing if I'm attending here. He goes, that's right. I said, okay, I'm not married yet. Can I dance with my wife at my wedding? Is that okay? He goes, well, yeah, of course it is. I said, but it says no dancing. And if it says no dancing, that's what it says. No context, just no dancing. Yeah, I can see what you're saying. I said, what if I'm listening to a song in my kitchen while I'm cleaning up? Can I dance then? And I said, this is a problem. You guys are playing the Holy Spirit. The issue here isn't a form of legalism, because then you're going to encourage people to sin. And I didn't go there, let's just say.
Number 3.
How do I prove the deity of the Holy Spirit? How do I prove that biblically?
The Holy Spirit is sent by the Father and the Son, for one thing, in John 14:26 and John 15:26. And what's interesting is that Jesus says that he will send another comforter. And the word another is of the same kind. It's referencing himself. That would be a support for the deity of the Holy Spirit. But also, when you go to Acts chapter 5, it says a man named Ananias, his wife Sapphira, sold a piece of property. And they held it back, etc. And Peter said, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back some of the price of the land? So what he had done was he had lied about what he had done and said. And notice what he says here. You've lied to the Holy Spirit. That's Acts 5:3. 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord, the Spirit.
Number 2.
So the difference between predestination and determinism.
Determinism means you don't have any will or any issues, that you, it's just basically your puppet. And predestination means that God's will is accomplished, but you're not a puppet.
Yeah, so when somebody says it had to happen such and such a way for me to come to faith in Christ, even though it might make them feel good to think that way, that's not necessarily true.
Well, maybe not, because God has his way of ordaining things. All things work after the counsel of his will. Whether it's going up to front of a church to receive Christ, the Holy Spirit comes upon you, or you read a Bible verse and out of the Bible and you throw the Bible away and the verse works on you and gets you saved in 2 or 3 days. God ordains the means as well as the ends. People are saved in different ways, but if God, you know, he's the one who opens our heart to understand the scripture, Luke 24:45. He grants that we believe, Philippians 1:29, and grants us repentance, 2 Timothy 2:25. So these things are right there, but yet at the same time, God draws us, John 6:44, and we can't come to Christ unless it's granted by the Father, John 6:65. So it all works out together.
But there's no necessary chain of causation that drives you to the Lord. Like, he can step in at any time.
Of course there is.
Will.
No, of course there is. There's always a causation, a chain of causes. No event occurs without a connection to a prior event. Everything. This is logic, that all things that occur were caused to occur. So if God opens your heart, it's because God caused your heart to open. If someone preaches the gospel, it's because a previous chain of events brought that to bear.
Happy trails to you. Until we meet again.
Goodbye, goodbye. Oh, goodbye.
Now I had the time of my life.
I hope you had the time of your life.
It's okay now.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.